AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump started his campaign day on the day before Election Day in Raleigh, North Carolina.
I'm doing four of these things today. They're big. And the voice is holding up just about barely. But I had to express it. You have been a very special group to me because I've never lost a primary. I've never lost. In North Carolina, I've won everything.
Kamala Harris will be focusing today on campaigning in the big swing state of Pennsylvania. Yesterday, she was in Michigan.
We have the momentum because our campaign is tapping into the ambitions, the aspirations, and the dreams of the American people.
About 77 million people have already voted early, but Harris and Trump are pushing to turn out many millions more supporters tomorrow. Either result on Election Day will yield a historic outcome. The Supreme Court will take up a new redistricting case involving a map in Louisiana.
With two mostly black districts. But the court won't hear arguments until early next year, and the 2024 elections are proceeding under the challenged map. The state's Republican-dominated legislature drew a new congressional map in 2022 to account for population shifts reflected in the 2020 census. But the changes effectively maintained the status quo of five Republican-leaning majority white districts and one Democratic-leaning majority black district in a state that is about one-third black. I'm Norman Hall.
A lawyer for Elon Musk's political action committee told a judge in Philadelphia so-called winners of his $1 million-a-day voter sweepstakes in swing states are not chosen by chance, but are instead chosen to be paid spokespeople for the group. Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner took the witness stand today and called the sweepstakes a scam and asked the judge to shut it down. On Wall Street in early trading, stocks are trying to gain momentum from last week. This is AP News. His publicist says music legend Quincy Jones has died in Los Angeles. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Quincy Jones' father was forced to make ends meet by working for mobsters. Jones grew up seeing Tommy guns and dead bodies, so when he was 10, he and his friends wanted to be gangsters. Jones said in a 2008 AP interview they broke into an armory because they heard there was pie in there too. After eating a meringue pie, Jones broke into an office and had an epiphany.
I saw a piano, closed the door, and thank God I went back in there. That piano told me this is what you're going to be doing the rest of your life.
Jones said if he had not liked pie, his life would have been a lot different. Jones has died at the age of 91. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
College athletes are now getting paid, and fans are starting to see a growing share of the bill. At Tennessee, they're adding a talent fee to the price of a ticket. At Arkansas, they will charge 3% more at concession stands. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.